Hello. Welcome to the New Hermetics Grounding and Centering Program. Before doing any of the serious and challenging work that's coming up, it is necessary to establish a sanctuary of sacredness and to remove or banish any unwanted energies and thought forms from your mind. The purpose of performing an exercise such as the one that's going to follow is to move your mind through the process of clearing away negativity and setting up balanced symbols in order to work efficiently and powerfully on the subtle planes beyond the physical. It is to enter a time of sacredness. The exercise that you will be taught is based on the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. But we have stripped down this ritual to its pure symbology, free of any dogma. You may in your work use this as a physical ritual, or use it as taught as simply a movement of the mind. And you can reduce all of this down to a quick set of visuals that you will be taught at the end of the program, and these visuals will be used at the beginning and end of future programs for the purpose of quickly balancing and centering your energy in your inner temple. Because this tape contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time, while you're listening to this tape, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to full conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please find a quiet place where you will be able to sit or lie down in a comfortable position undisturbed for about the next half hour. Now that you're in a totally comfortable and relaxing place, I want you to simply begin relaxing, making sure that your head is supported, allowing your eyes to close, and adjusting yourself into a soothing and totally comfortable position. And just allow yourself to begin relaxing. Now that you're starting to relax, I want you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And take a deep breath in. And let it out. And in. In and out, and continue breathing slowly, allowing yourself to become more and more relaxed with every breath. And you can feel your body gently rising and falling as you breathe in and out. And this can let you feel totally relaxed and at peace. And as you're relaxing, I'd like you to become aware of your feet. And imagine a warm current of soothing energy moving into your feet and relaxing them. And you can allow this warm, totally relaxing sensation to move up into your calves, relaxing them, and up into your thighs. And into your buttocks and your hips, totally relaxing them. And you're feeling more and more totally relaxed. And you can let this energy move up into your abdomen, relaxing your stomach and your lower back, and into your chest and shoulders, totally relaxing, and down into your arms and your hands, everything relaxing. And the soothing, relaxing energy can move up into your neck and your face, and up through the crown of your head. And you are starting to feel totally relaxed. And you can allow yourself to move deeper and deeper into relaxation until you reach your perfect level of focus and relaxation. And as you are fully relaxing, you can now begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may now open this door and step through into your inner temple, stepping to the center of the room. It is an empty square room with colored walls, yellow in the east in front of you, red to your right in the south, to your left in the north, a black wall, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky. And directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And I would like you to look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you from above, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet below in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet on the floor of your inner temple. And you can feel and see yourself in the shaft of light between the globe above your head and the globe beneath your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder. And this globe of light sends a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. Thank you. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly in your heart. And it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. Surrounded and protected. And you may know that this is a place of absolute safety, that it is your sanctuary, and it will always be pleasant and peaceful. And you are very relaxed here. And you look toward the east, ahead of you, to the yellow wall of air. And you can begin to imagine a glowing five-pointed star or pentagram appearing on your forehead. And with your imaginary hand, you may throw the star at the yellow wall of air, and allow the wall to glow more brightly as you do. And you may say to this wall, knowledge. And as you do, look at the glowing yellow air wall and see the billowing clouds of yellowish air, and get in touch with the power of your mind and your thinking process. And you turn toward the south wall to your right, to the red wall of fire. And you begin to imagine a glowing five-pointed star appearing on your forehead. And with your imaginary hand, you throw the star at the red wall of fire and allow the wall to glow more brightly as you do. And you say, will. And as you do, you look at the glowing red fire wall and see the burning flames of red fire, and get in touch with your passions and desires. Thank you. And you turn toward the west, to your right, to the blue wall of water. And you begin to imagine a glowing five-pointed star appearing on your forehead. And with your imaginary hand, you throw the star at the blue water wall and allow the wall to glow more brightly as you do. And you say, "Daring." And as you do, you look at the glowing blue water wall and see the undulating waves of blue water and get in touch with your emotions and your feelings. And you turn toward the north, to your right, to the black wall of Earth. And you can begin to imagine a glowing five-pointed star appearing on your forehead. And with your imaginary hand, you throw the star at the black Earth wall. And you allow the wall to glow more brightly as you do. And you say, "Silence." And as you do, you look at the glowing black earth wall and see the crystallizing structures of black earth and get in touch with your plans, your goals, and your physical world. And now, you may turn to face the yellow air wall again, spreading your arms to your sides to form a cross with your body in your inner temple. And you say, "Before me, intelligence." And you see a yellow, giant being forming in the billowing clouds of the yellow air wall. And you say, "Behind me, understanding." And you see a giant blue being pulsing in the water behind you. And you say, "To my right, creation." And you see a giant, fiery red being forming in the flames of the red wall to your right. And you say, to my left, manifestation. And you see a giant black earthen being forming in the black wall to your left. These are your four elemental guardians. Experience these guardians protecting you and empowering you. Now, allow these four guardians to fade from your view, knowing that they are still there to protect and empower you. And now I would like you to look up at the shining globe of white radiance above you, and experience that radiance shining down into you again, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet and your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and you are within a column of light. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe, like a golden sun, begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly. And it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And this is the way to establish a balance of forces in your interior temple, and to clear away any negative thought forms or spirits before you begin any work on the inner planes. And you will always perform an exercise like this, either physically or as a mental exercise, before performing any hermetic work from this moment on. But to allow us to work more quickly and effectively, I will now teach you an abbreviated form that you can perform in just moments. And now that you have performed the full experience, you will understand its importance. In the center of your inner temple, look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet and your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are in a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it grows and glows more brightly, getting bigger and bigger, until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of light. And you look to the yellow eastern air wall of your temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall grow more brightly and distinctly, and you say knowledge. And you turn to the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say will. And you turn to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, saying daring. And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say silence. Now you turn to face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to the form of a cross, saying, before me intelligence, behind me understanding, to my right hand creation, to my left manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. Look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head again, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet and your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now, you may turn to your western wall, the blue wall of water, and see the door that appears that leads out of your inner temple. Open this door and return to normal awareness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body. 2, becoming focused and clear in the here and now. 3, knowing your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, wiggling your fingers and toes. And 5, fully awake, alert, and refreshed. This is the end of this tape. Please fast forward this tape to the end to properly cue up the other side for your next listening.